Fakes up to your mansions. Hey, before we go, we want to thank our hosts at News Talk 92.7, home of the Devil Radio app, where you can listen to the show on demand. On weekends, you can catch us on our website, upnorthpodcast.com, and all the usual places where you subscribe to podcasts. You can also watch us on YouTube by searching Up North Podcast, and you can find the video version on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company. And I was foolish enough, Kirk, to read the comments under last week's show earlier today. I wish I would have saved a couple of them, kind of like mean tweets. We're going to read some of those comments in a future show. If you want to email us, info@upnorthpodcast.com, and you can find the work that I do on a daily basis over at upnorthnewswi.com or search upnorthnewswi on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So that's a funny aside because, welcome to my world, Pat. Like,
I mean, like you put those up and you respond to a lot of them. And I mean, not the worst of them, but some of them that deserve a response, like, you know, I can't believe a business is doing politics. And the response is like, have you met us or something like that? So I like that you're not afraid to, you know, kind of engage a bit, but not, well, you know, ridiculously.
So it does wear me down, like having to battle trolls like every day, because basically my company's like on Facebook. I mean, like that's how we got a lot of followers, that people buy beer when I say this, the beer's at this store. So I know that I got to live on Facebook in order to have my business be successful. But it means you got to go surfing in Costa Rica every now and then, because like it wears you down when you have like tons of Trumpers, like just digging.
And they
digging
never get tired. They never get tired. They never run out of, you know, keyboard space.
They never do.
But then we, you know, again, Facebook is not a natural activity for humans, and it is the tool or the platform that we have in this day and age. But like we would tell any of our kids, put it down and go outside now and then. And even in the dead of winter, you know, people are going outside. And Kirk, you were telling me the thing that you've been seeing most, ironically, in your Facebook feed, but is a great outdoor activity in Eagle River.
Yeah. So I like this last segment, and we don't got a ton of time, but there's two things that I want to mention for the hometown folks in Minocqua and Eagle River. One is this ice castle in Eagle River is pretty freaking awesome. It's worth going to. That's our way to get out of the doldrums, is to go to the ice castle. It's just a really beautiful thing that the firefighters put up. And then we got a local hometown here. His name is Kevin Bolger. He is from Minocqua, and he just made the U.S. Olympic team for cross-country skiing. Awesome. So a town of like 8,000 people, we got an Olympic athlete in Minocqua, and so I wanted to shout out Kevin Bolger's name.
Yeah.
And then on your way back down, swing through Osceola and hit up Trollhagen. Just recently discovered it through Wisconsin's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Week. So I dusted the dust off of my old ballet muscles and got myself up on a snowboard, and it was wonderful. Their trainers are fantastic. Their bunny slopes are very forgiving, and they've got just a great setup, and I recommend it to anyone.
You know, you're taking me back to my early radio days up in Rice Lake at WAQE. And part of what got us through the winters, a lot of people went to Trollhagen or Christie Mountain or some of these other places. And so my job, this was my first job out of college, was every Friday early afternoon to call to all these ski areas, and they would put on their best thing, like, oh, it's a great weekend to be here, and we've got 12 to 18 inches of packed powder, and we're gonna have, you know, this or that and the other thing. And I gotta admit, I kind of miss that, you know, hearing just multiple voices from around Northwest Wisconsin saying, hey, here's the place where you want to be this weekend. That said, I never went to any of them. I've never skied a day in my life, but I'm glad for all the other people who do.
Nice. So I'm glad that, you know, it's Up North Podcast. We live up north. We, you know, we try to figure out ways to get out of the doldrums of living in 0 degree weather. And I'm glad we bring it back to happy stuff, because this whole show is not been so happy. So I'm glad you forced that, Pat, by the way.
we do this because we love living here. Yeah, even in the most extreme weather, one way or the other, this is the place we want to call home. And we just want to make sure to highlight the people and the activities that make it so great. So with that, it's time for us to go. So thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks to our guests, Congressman Mark Pocan and State Senator Jeff Smith. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. Come on back up north next week.
Won't you let me die?